Email marketing is still the number one tactic for ROI, and according to McKinsey, email marketing is 40 times more effective at acquiring new customers than Facebook or Twitter. Email marketing ain't going anywhere, and today's episode is here to help you get it right.
Welcome to the Inbound Buzz Podcast, your weekly jolt of all things digital and inbound marketing, brought to you by redpandas.com.au. Now for your host and co-founder of Red Pandas, Moby Sadiq.
Welcome to episode number 2. I'm your host, Moby Sadiq, and today's episode is being recorded on the 13th of March, 2016, on a Sunday. I hope you've had a great week. The Red Pandas team definitely did. We actually hosted a meetup this week on Wednesday titled How to Create a Digital Marketing Strategy. It was truly a pleasure meeting all the digital DIYers, particularly all the newcomers, and hearing all your marketing challenges and marketing stories. If you missed the meetup, aren't located in Sydney, and are struggling with creating a digital marketing strategy, you're in luck. We're sharing the actual slide share link to the slide deck in the show notes of this episode. So check it out and let me know if you have any questions. Now, it's not necessarily my intention to do entire shows on one topic. I prefer to kind of break the shows down in 3 or 4 different topics related to inbound. But to be honest, email marketing is such a big one and it's so grossly overlooked. I decided to dedicate the entire show to email marketing. And it's definitely crucial to inbound, definitely crucial to marketing in general these days. And in addition to being the number one channel for ROI, it is also the most effective tactic for lead nurturing. So lead nurturing, of course, is the process of warming up your lead to the point of purchase, to the point of advocacy. And to be honest, I've never seen anyone kill it in inbound who sucked at email. So the first buzz of the show is the types of emails you need to be running. And the model, or I guess the checklist that I like to use, is an acronym called the SoNeat Email Checklist. And essentially, I'll go through each of these points, but there's 6 points here, the 6 type of emails you should be sending. The first one is S, sell. The second one is O, offer. The third one is N, newsletter. The fourth one is E, entrance. Another E, inquiries, and the last one is transactional and traditional. So these 6 points, they're the 6 types of emails you should be sending. And the other reason why I really, really like this checklist, it forces you to think about, you know, other content that you should be sending. So just to give you an example, to start with the first one, S. So S, sell emails, emails in response to content that is, you know, content related to what you do, for instance, a brochure download, a directory, a catalog, and it's very clearly bottom of the funnel. So the idea is someone downloads a brochure, give them the option of emailing that to them so they can actually have it on record and send an email essentially, you know, along the lines of, you know what, thank you so much for downloading our catalog. Here's a link for future reference. And by the way, here are 3 to 5 things you should know about us. Dot point, dot point, dot point, dot point. That's it. Simple. Very easy. So the idea is, you know, because it's very hard to gate emails. It's hard to sort of say, you know, download this brochure or catalog, give us your email. Sometimes you can get away with it. And I'll talk about in a second how you can get away with it. But it is a little bit harder. But when it's sort of positioned like, you know, give us your email address and we'll give you instant access and send a copy to your inbox, it's slightly easier. And it's great too. So anyone who knows a little bit about marketing automation will kind of get why I even mentioned this. The idea is, with marketing automation, you can track one of many things you can do is track that individual's behavior. So every time they visit your website, you know, particularly a lot of the, you know, the trigger pages like a product page or a cart checkout or inquiry or contact page. So you can see everything they're doing, but you need something to start that, you know, tracking. And usually that's via an email. And the idea is they click a link in the email, drops a cookie on their computer. And every time they open that email or visit your website, you can track them. So it's a great sort of kind of gateway into your system. And the second thing too is, you know, often people might download it, they might be on the go, they might be on their mobiles, and, you know, they won't get around to it, actually to digesting that. So sending them an email gives them a second opportunity. And the third thing is, it's a captive audience already. You know, they already know who you are, what you do. Now's the opportunity to kind of, you know, slowly push some of your USPs. So I kind of mentioned it is harder to ask for email addresses when it comes to downloads or guides. And as a sort of side tip, if you want to kind of evolve your, you know, offer, it is a good idea to, you know, load it with stats or, you know, tips or tricks or something, right? So for example, you know, say you're a boat manufacturer and you sell a different variety of boats and dinghies and whatnot, you know, probably not the best example. I know nothing about boats, but you might have, you know, this type of boat is suited for cruising, right? And, you know, here are some of the great, you know, locations to cruise. Here are some tips, you know, take a life jacket, you know, leave your details with someone, whatever, right? It could be this is the best one for fishing, this is the best one for cruising, this one's the best one for parties, I don't know, right? But the idea is to offer a little bit, you know, more information. So it kind of goes beyond just a directory or a download, it's more of a guide. So that's often a good way to, you know, harness emails or, you know, harvest emails. The second one is offer. And offers are essentially things like ebooks, tips, guides, white papers. And this is great because this means you have to actually have to, you have to start thinking about offer content. You know, and you don't just give it away for free. You've gone to all this effort and people are more than happy to drop their email address for something like this because you're giving them something away. They're happy to give their email address and have content that, you know, links to other content. So for instance, you know, here's a download. Here's our blog, you know, by the way, we have this other guide, we have this other thing, or check out our social media, we've got a great video about what we do, link it around. And the idea is to kind of give before you take, share valuable information first to prove your value to your recipients and the credibility. Last week we spoke about by the time someone contacts you, 60% of the decision-making process has already been made. So we need to own that conversation. So the idea here is actually having offer emails. So yes, you know, gate your offers. You know, here's a guide, give us your email address. And obviously the more field you put, the lower conversion and completion rates you'll get. So maybe limit it to email, name, and number. If you can get away with it, at least email and name. And send them a follow-up email. So very similar to the sell email. So, you know, thanks for downloading the offer. Here are a couple of things you need to know about us. Very easy, very simple. Something you can knock out right away. The third one's a really interesting one, newsletter. Not many people do them right. And I think the problem is people try to make them a bigger deal than they are. You know, we're going to be putting this out. We have to come up with all the content. You know, you almost kind of try to recreate the wheel. But the idea is keep them really, really, really simple. Don't try to recreate the wheel. Start with content you are already producing. So it can end up being a bit of a wrap-up email, right? And even if you're struggling for content, you should at least be able to push out one piece of original content. So it could be a piece from you. It could be a piece that you've shared from the web, and it could be a stat or an email or a meme. But often you'll find that they're very different types of email. So even an email that's like just one story, and you might have, if it's a really short story, the whole story is in it, or it's one key stat or something and it links to a blog post, you can keep them quite short. They don't have to be the behemoth type emails that people just don't even really read anymore. And a note on personalization at this point. So by definition, if you're looking at the so neat checklist, you're in phase one of email marketing anyway. You're essentially a baby when it comes to email marketing. And yeah, personalization is awesome. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in terms of some of the stats around it. And it's great, but you need to have a general content stream first, something that's, you know, just gets you in the habit of punching out content. And the first thing you do will never be as great as the 10th thing you do, and so on and so forth. So it's great to keep that consistency and kind of gauge the market's appetite for what you're pushing out there. And set the expectation at the start, right? So in terms of what you're going to be sending, how frequently you're going to be sending it. You know, I've seen some really, really good ones where on the newsletter sign-up page, or it might be at the bottom of a blog or on the side of a blog. So think about call to actions there too. You know, want to read more around, you want to have more content around this, give us your email address, we'll never spam you. The idea is just to kind of set that expectation, you know, once a month or twice a month, and we'll never spam you, we'll never sell any of your data or anything like that. The frequency appetite does depend on your industry. For instance, you know, in the car industry, people are willing to digest a lot fewer in transactional or for transactional websites, you know, people are happy to consume emails 3 or 4 times a month. But your best defense against spam, because spam is a very big thing. So if you do just keep punching out crap and you get flagged with spam too many times, that does set a bit of a trigger to your email health score, I guess. And if you do get pinged by too many spam filters or too many people sort of ping you as spam, then you're going to have a lot harder to punch out emails later in the future. So checking your spam levels is something you definitely want to be monitoring. So there's a thing called the preference center, right? So HubSpot does this, MailChimp may do this, not sure, but the idea is it's essentially a page where someone can actually just tell them how often they want to hear from you. You know, they might want to hear from you more than once a month. To give them that option, they might only want to hear from you for key things, or you know, they're happy to just be bothered by you once every 3 months. Best kind of thing is just to give it a go. Now, in terms of a rule of thumb, because you've got to start with something, according to a study by Campaign Monitor, 1 to 2 times a month does result in the most opens. When people hear from brands 1 to 2 times a month, they will open it a lot more than if they're getting it a lot more. So try with that, see how you go. The next email type I want to talk about is, so we're up to, we spoke about sell, offer, newsletter. The next one is entrance. And this, I think, it's a huge missed opportunity. What I'm referring to is welcome emails, client welcome emails. So, you know, we focus so much on getting customers through the door and through the cycle and the decision-making process. It's really, really easy to forget the new customers. I'm not suggesting that no one cares, right? We all care and we want to, I'd like to think we all care about our customers and take them through a good journey. But not sending a welcome email is just a missed opportunity. And the idea is, you know, let them know that they're in safe hands and welcome to the family, and however you kind of, you know, craft your tone of voice. And if they need anything from the service team, they can contact this number. Customer support, they can contact this number. Any concerns or whatever, anything they can expect, give them that, right? Just reduce any chances of what they call cognitive dissonance. So the idea of cognitive dissonance is you buy something, you're like, oh, I don't know if I should have done that. Kind of second guessing what I, you know, thought. And this particularly in service industries, like our industry, where we often are entrusting people to sign up to us for 3-6 months, you know, at a time. Reducing any cognitive dissonance is something that's vital and key. It's just a missed opportunity that time and time we see that clients just aren't doing it. The next one is inquiries. Now, everyone has inquiries, you know, marketing 101, have an inquiry form on your website. How often works is someone will send you an inquiry. If you've set it up best practice, then at least you should have an automated email and that says, hey, we've received your email, someone will get back to you, right? Because it's a good idea to set expectations. You know, they say that people often don't mind waiting, but they just want to know how long they're waiting. You know, it's like in a train, when people get stuck in a train, they're willing to accept that there's something wrong. They just want to be kept up to date. And they've done studies on this, right? So that's the bare basics. And by default, if you're running something like Shopify or Campaign Monitor, they've probably got these inbuilt triggers. But take it one step further. Just like some of the other emails, and if you're kind of checking this off as a list, so you know, the sell and the offer emails have something very similar. Hey, we've heard from you. We'll get back to you within 24 hours. Once we've looked at your inquiry and digested your question, we'll get back to you. In the meantime, please don't hesitate to check out our frequently asked questions. Check out our blog. If there's something quite urgent, feel free to give us a call, because it's a captive audience. When else are you going to get that opportunity? You're not always going to do that. And the other thing you can do here is what's kind of known as application selling. We might talk about this in a further episode in more detail, but the idea of application selling is you load them up with information. You know, it might be frequently asked questions, things that people ask you all the time, certain questions they have. Preempt those and answer those. So when they actually are speaking to a person in the business, you're doing less selling and more order taking. You're doing less educating and just kind of, you know, taking them through that process a lot faster. That's definitely something I think we should talk about in future episodes. So the last one is transactional and traditional. So transactional emails are shipping notifications, password resets, receipts. And honestly, here, the only thing I'll say here is keep them consistent. If there's any light upsells, when I say upsells, sort of like, you know, cross promotion of blogs or your Facebook or whatever, do it. But The TNT, so the traditional and transactional, the area I'm more interested about talking about is traditional. So these are just emails. These emails came out in 1976. I'm talking about those straight emails, sending them to other people. So one really, really critical tool, if you've never used it or heard about it, you should definitely be doing so, and that's called Sidekick. It's a tool by HubSpot, and look, I'm not an evangelist by HubSpot. Don't get paid by HubSpot or anything like that. Just really can't go past some of this stuff. They really do play the pay it forward game really well. And Sidekick is one of those tools. So the idea is you install Sidekick, and then every time someone opens your email, you know, you get a notification. Like, I mean, how awesome is that? Like, I could send an email to a client or a prospect, and the moment they open it, I'll get a little pop-up on my just my desktop. It will say such and such has opened your email. Even if they go back to it again and again and again, I will see that. But I just think it's just so powerful. And their free version is really good. Their paid version has a lot more. It gives you a lot more notifications, a lot more stats. But the free version is a great one to start with. Okay, so on to the next buzz, and that's personalization. So according to Experian, this is a really interesting study. Including a name in the subject line boosted open rates by 29.3%, right? And that was an average. For some industries, so for services and consumer products, personalized subject lines produced a 41.8% increase in open rates. And for the travel industry, it was 40.8%. That's huge. But it doesn't stop there. Transactions were 49% higher, and revenue per email was 73% higher. And this is just by including a name in the subject line. I mean, how amazing is that? So there's so much I could have spoke about this from this study by Experian, and I'll share that in the show notes so you can check it out yourself. But I thought it's just such a simple one, because you don't have to try to find out how old they are and, you know, what car they drive and what they're interested in and what, you know, what type of persona they fall into. That all that stuff is really, really great, right? But you have to kind of start somewhere, and you can't ask for a whole range of things from the start anyway. So by default, and you can only personalize if you ask, right? By default, you should be asking, obviously, email, but name as well, you know, email and name. Just with that, you can start personalizing your emails. The next buzz I want to talk about is emails for mobile. According to Campaign Monitor, 53% of emails are open on mobile devices, which means the days of multi-column emails are gone. I've seen, you know, I still see a lot of emails, multi-columns. They look fantastic on desktop. I know someone's went to a lot of effort to create them, but they just don't look really good on mobiles, and particularly if it's a promotional email. Chances are I'm not going to get a lot of time to look at it at work anyway. I'm going to be able to digest that more on the train, at lunch, or something like that. So make them responsive and keep them really, really, really simple. There's a really great website that I use from time to time by MailChimp, and it's called reallygoodemails.com, and they've got these beautiful, stunning-looking emails for every industry under the sun. So definitely check that out for some inspiration before you send an email next time. And also, keep a plain text version and also, you know, your HTML version. Having a text version is just, you know, a good measure to kind of safeguard you in case people are blocking images or they're just not accepting heavier emails. And it'll also get your email through a lot easier, right? So I know by default there's always like a plain text version. You can check the box and it goes through. But actually, to take it one step further, don't just check the default. Go through that. Remove the tags for images. Shorten some of the text down. Maybe have some hyperlinks higher up. Definitely do that. You'll definitely find that will make a difference, you know, for a lot of, you know, people who just don't want HTML emails. So if that's the type of emails we should be sending, and, you know, what they should look like, particularly for mobile, what is the best time to send emails? According to HubSpot, Monday through to Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday night, 9 p.m. are the best times to send an email for optimal open rates. That's really, really interesting. So mobiles have just kind of destroyed every best practice and industry, you know, in the last couple of years, be it SEO, web design, and email open rates is no different. We used to say that Wednesday was the best day earlier in the morning, but now it's Sunday night at 9 p.m. And I guess it's because people actually have time and they're trying to procrastinate before starting work next week. I don't know, but that's what they're finding. So definitely test it out next time you do it. And if you don't want to do it right away because, say, your subscribers are used to getting at a particular time, why don't you try next time? Send your first email, be it a newsletter or whatever, and resend it to the people who didn't open it on a Sunday night and see what you get. See whether the open rate goes up, see whether engagement goes up, and just check it out. Because it's actually not that bad to resend something, particularly to the people who haven't opened it. And if you want to tweak it, say you're just not sure that the stats are completely right and maybe people get it twice or they'll check it again, then you need to just, you know, throw up the subject line, change up the subject line just slightly so, and resend it and see what you get. And I guess the final thing I can say here is I always take rules of thumb with a grain of salt. So they're always great to start and it's always good to see what people are doing and what you can expect. But just test and learn yourself. Check it out, you know, just send multiple email subject lines. So that's one thing that most mass email clients allow you to do. Test an A subject line, test a B subject line. Try a positive versus a negative. Try one with a percentage or a stat or a dollar figure, which work really, really well. And try one without. And just see how you go, because that's the only way you're going to learn. So that brings me to the end of today's episode. It's been an absolute pleasure. I really hope you learned something. If you did, rate us on iTunes or share around the episode. If you have any questions or you want to contact me, you can find me at moby@redpandas.com.au or tweet me at @MobySadiq. Till next time, catch you later.
Thanks for listening to Inbound Buzz. Learn anything? Return the favor by spreading the word. Want to make your mark in digital? Need help with your digital strategy, inbound and marketing automation efforts? Then visit redpandas.com.au and be sure to tune in next time for another Inbound Buzz hit.